This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the services that are expected to see a big surge in demand, especially come summertime, we're talking tourism and restaurants, recreation too. Businesses in those sectors are scrambling to fill seasonal jobs. Well, really, those industries have been scrambling to fill jobs all year round, right? We've covered that. But the consumer pendulum swinging like Sabri was talking about means it is going to be another big season this summer for teenage workers. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on that.
The sing-alongs with s'mores are back in full force this year, says Tom Rosenberg at the American Camp Association.
This summer, we need all of these young adults. We need them all to help come and work for a summer camp, have a great time, learn.
He says camps started recruiting last fall, but still have about 1,800 positions to fill. In the Columbus, Ohio suburb of Hilliard, Anastasia Bradley is searching for dozens of lifeguards to staff community pools.
We went out to almost all of the high schools and took some treats with us that had a sticker with a QR code on it that led directly to the application. We have actually offered open interviews, which we have never done before.
The American Lifeguard Association warns that a third of public pools could remain closed this summer due to staffing shortages. Teens are looking for work, says Julia Pollack, a labor economist at the job site ZipRecruiter. But many have taken better paying full-time jobs that once went to more experienced candidates.
Many teenagers have seen their friends get the kinds of jobs that are allowing them to buy a car within the first month. And so their expectations have been raised.
Quit rates are still high, and labor force participation is down among pretty much all age groups except teens, says Liz Wilkie, economist for HR platform Gusto.
What's happening as a result is that the share of hiring for the summer that's being taken up by teen employment has been increasing year over year, and we're really seeing it start to spike now.
Wilkie says since 2018, teens have gone from 2 to 10% of all summer hires across industries. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.